Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stop, everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along? Slow poke in a reggae, reggae style. Poke, 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 Pokemon.
I always laugh.
Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly joins us right now, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Omar. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're doing great, Omar. We've had a lot of coffee, and we've been following the little soap opera a little bit with Adam Gase and Devontae Parker and the agent. What did you think about yesterday? I thought it'd be a little awkward for Devontae Parker coming in after what his agent said, but he said everything's good. There's no problem. What'd you think?
You know, it's never easy for a player to stomach the fact that he's deactivated, especially when he's a first-round pick, especially when he's supposed to be a starting receiver and hasn't really played more than a handful of snaps this season. So Devontae has definitely had a humbling season, probably the worst of his career. And Adam Gase has been very cautious and guarded about managing or protecting his ego or protecting his image. And it doesn't surprise me that they smoothed things over, but was he frustrated and did he sick his agent on Gase? Probably. You know, was Gase wrong for deactivating him considering he practiced all week without limitations? Yeah, probably. Now, certainly, he maybe didn't like what he saw, but you know the choice was really Kalen Ballage or Devontae Parker, and as it shows you, considering you had to play Kenyon Drake at the end of the game as a wide receiver, yeah, it should have really been Devontae Parker.
Omar, just to follow up to that, I thought when Devontae Parker ran the takeoff and it was a bad throw by Osweiler to the inside, but just watching Devontae run, he just didn't look like he was full go. Did you feel that way the week before?
Oh, no doubt about it. And I would probably estimate after watching him in practice last week, maybe he's 75%. I'll be generous and say 80%. Is he the receiver that the Miami Dolphins need right now to help them win games? No. Can he eventually get better and improve? Yeah. But he needs those opportunities and reps. And if you really want to get to the bottom of what's at the root of this problem, it's the fact that Devontae is really bothered, upset, frustrated by all these injuries and the perception that, hey, you're made of tissue paper. Hey, you need to practice in bubble wrap. And this is something that he's going to have to fight the rest of his career because, you know, right now it's not just, you know, this is the story of your NFL career. You can't stay healthy. Whether it's you break your finger by accident or whether you've got a soft tissue injury, this is something that's going to plague you no matter where you go. Like, people have this whole perception that, oh, the Dolphins, man, they should trade Devontae Parker. Okay, trade Devontae Parker and play who? Where? You know, you don't even have three receivers to make it through Thursday night's game.
Right.
And on top of that, what the hell are you getting for Devontae Parker? Do you really think a team is going to go out there and give you anything more than, what, a sixth-round pick for Devontae Parker at this point? And truthfully speaking, who out there that's desperate for a wide receiver is going to trade you a draft pick for an injured Devontae Parker as opposed to go signing Dez Bryant or Rishard Matthews? Like, you know, so you better figure out some way to make this whole situation work for you.
Omar, is this year four for Devontae? Is that what it is?
Yep.
All right. In the 4 years he's been here, has he ever been 100% healthy?
Maybe a span of 4 or 5 games at a time, and not many of them. But here's the thing, you know, I'm going to quote Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry played with an injured back, played with an injured knee. You know, Jarvis Landry played through a lot of injuries.
No, but the key word there you said was he played. Like, Devontae doesn't play if he's, you know, his thumbs hurts. You know, it's crazy.
It's not, but here's the thing. Understand, it's not his choice. Devontae's been trying to play. You know, he played with the back injury one time, and nobody gives him credit for that. He tries. It's just he's not very effective when he's hurt. And, you know, I feel sorry for him at this point because, it's one thing after another with him, and he's lost the fan base, he's lost the media. But bottom line is, and I know nobody really wants to hear this, Devontae's still your top talented, most talented receiver. You know, even before Albert Wilson got hurt, he was still the most talented receiver. Your problem is you rarely ever got to see him exhibit that talent. I've seen it in practice. Not really. Yeah, you saw it in games. You saw it in the one game he was healthy against Oakland. He caught that, 40-yard pass. I mean, he's got talent. The question is, can he bring it consistently? And he hasn't proven that he can.
Is Isaiah going to play? They bring him from the practice squad. Do they suit him up this week?
I think that that's who it's going to be. I think I would rather go Isaiah Ford over Leontay Crew from this standpoint. You've got so many injuries at all the positions. Jakeen Grant is hurt. Danny Amendola is hurt. You need somebody who can go in and play the slot. So Isaiah Ford has the versatility to play all three positions. So that would be the guy that you activate as opposed to Leontay Carew. It makes sense. Now the question is it going to fix your problems on offense? No. But
no.
I am encouraged by the fact that Brock Osweiler actually will be out there playing with players that he's used to practicing with on the second unit in terms of Mike Gesicki and Isaiah Ford and Jakeem Grant. That's his unit. So it's not like you're going to sit here and say, oh, well, he doesn't have chemistry with these receivers. Well, he's got more chemistry with those receivers and those weapons than he does with Devontae Parker and Danny Amendola because he rarely ever plays with them.
Gesicki's back then, right? No concussion problem?
No concussion. He had a shoulder injury. He's fine. He says he's fine. He's playing. I really thought he had a breakout game. He said, hey, that wasn't a breakout game. I'm just playing better and playing faster. And really the emergence of Nick O'Leary has alleviated a lot of pressure off Gesicki. Just allow him to do the things that he's good at and can be successful with. And allow him to build a little bit of momentum, and I think they're starting to do that.
Omar, two starts for Brock Osweiler. How surprised are you by how he's played so far in these two games?
I'm really surprised. I'm to be honest with you, I don't think he's being asked to do too much. He said the best advice Adam Gase has said is hey, play within the system. Don't try to do too much. And I think you saw that on two instances where it was a third and 10, and they ran the ball, draw plays. So. That to me is a perfect illustration of all these people who think that Brock Osweiler's 107 passer rating should be the reason why he starts over Ryan Tannehill. No, they're just not asking him to do too much. Now, if he goes out there and he beats his old Houston Texans team with a basically patch meal version of a receiver unit, then I'll be intrigued. Then I'll be a little bit more impressed. But right now, I don't really think he did throw two very impressive touchdown passes. But so far, he's exceeded my expectations. But I'm waiting for the floor to fall out.
Omar, can the defense fix all the problems that they had in the last game? Can they fix those overnight against this Texans offense?
I really think that was a matchup issue. That was a matchup issue. That was our edge setters aren't healthy issue. Their offensive line just beat the snot out of Miami. And there's no way that you could even excuse what you saw on film. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure you could fix that because you just got beat man-to-man, just dominated. And, that's the only way you can explain what happened, 248 rushing yards. You got to keep those linebackers clean because we all know the linebackers are not that big. If they're taking on blocks, it's going to be a long day for Miami. So you probably need to get better play. Jonathan Woodard's coming back. That's going to help them on the edge setting. Cam Wake is going to be back from another, playing the second game from the knee injury. Cam gave you absolutely nothing against the Lions, and no disrespect to Cam, but he's coming back from an injury that maybe sidelines most people a month, but he didn't play well. Same thing with Robert Quinn. He didn't play well. So They've got to take a point of personal pride because they got punked by the Lions.
Omar, seven games in, what's your grade on Minkah Fitzpatrick so far?
Decent, solid, productive. So much has been put on his plate. I would definitely give him a passing grade, him and Jerome Baker. I think they've done quite well for themselves. The question is, you know, can they get better? Can they improve? You know, I expect that they will. It'll be interesting to see how the Houston Texans play the situation with DeAndre Hopkins. And, you know, what most teams have been doing is moving their alpha receiver into the slot to get Xavier Howard off them, which is a huge, you know, compliment to Xavier Howard. I don't see the Texans doing that with DeSean Hopkins. So it'll be interesting to see what DeAndre Hopkins. It'll be interesting to see what the Houston Texans do, and if Minkah has to play. They also got Will Fuller, and Will Fuller has looked pretty good on the film that I've seen. So I think that they've done well, the two rookies, but still more is needed in my mind from the rookie class if you're going to get 9 wins, which is really the baseline for what I expect this season.
Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Have a good trip out to Houston, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Omar.
All right, guys.
All right, that was Omar Kelly, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.